Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure. As always, you're going to be glad you stayed with us, or if you just tuned in, you're going to be glad you did that too, because we got Liz Franklin here with us, ladies and gentlemen. She is Ms. Liz on Biz, and she is one of the world's experts on organization. Her book is called How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson, and it's one of the top books on organization in across the galaxy, and she's our good friend Liz Franklin. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Hey,
you didn't know you had a galactic book, did you?
Well, yeah, and we talk about our plan for global domination, but I can see with your vision I'm going to have to expand on
oh,
that.
Oh, are you kidding me? The third rock from the sun? That's not, there's much more to I mean, we've got a whole universe to conquer out there, Liz.
Well, we better get going, huh?
That's right. Hey, Liz, let's talk about getting ourselves squared away for 08, getting organized for 08. Talk to us about that. What are some of the things that maybe we don't typically think about when it comes to organization?
Well, you know, Jim, I'm a big fan of comedy, and that's why I wrote a funny book, is because I would like to read a funny book. So what I talk about, and I love to talk about this in January, is how it's really easy to make resolutions but hard to stick to them, and why that is.
Right.
Now, you know, I think there are certain people who are just the mavericks, and these are your listeners. These are the entrepreneurs, the visionaries.
Oh, yeah.
Right, we're calling the cross dominant, and a lot of times they're pulling their hair out saying, well, why can't I get so much done, or more than the other person, or why do I keep getting distracted? Well, we've talked about this before, but I'll just remind everyone, this is the kind of person who is part rebel and part obedient good girl or good boy. And so we are about 5% of the population. We're the ones that, until we realize that we're cross dominant and, of course, should be in charge, we think there's something wrong with us. Because we have both the left brain and right brain capabilities. So our
cross dominant. That's kind of a frustrating combination, isn't it?
Exactly right. And you know where that term came from, Jim? It came from archery. Now here's this person trying to shoot the target, shoot the arrow into the target, and they can't do it. Over and over, they can't do it, and they get frustrated. Now somebody else comes along and says, "I think I can help you." Oh well, please do. And this person says, "It looks like you're right-handed, but your left eye is dominant." Right. You see, there's a crossover in the domination. And they said, well, you can do a couple things. You can close one eye. You can get your glasses prescription checked. But this person finally understood, I'm compensating for a dual problem.
Right.
And they learned how to work with it, and then they could start hitting the target.
Well, so see, I am a right-handed person sometimes, but I'm a left-handed person sometimes.
Exactly.
So does that mean I'm cross-dominant?
Well, you're cross-dominant anyway, and that real person who works from both their left brain and right brain, which can be very confusing.
So it can be very powerful, but you got to know how to manage it, right?
Exactly right. Now, if you think about all the people that are left brain only, which is the logical side,
yeah.
These are the
engineers.
Right, exactly. The technical people, the plotters, they get a lot done, and you need them. You definitely need these
but
people.
But you can't. They're not much fun, though.
Well, some are and some
just
aren't.
I'm just teasing, guys. I'm just having fun with you. Go ahead, Liz.
Ending my linear friends. They are not of our time frame. They are not of our planet, in essence.
Right.
In other words, they will dump their work on your desk and never even realize they've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they won't meet your time frame and not realize that it's an issue for you. It really can become a problem. So until you understand what's going on, you're thinking, well, I'll do it because it has to get done. And my response is, no, that's their job. They do it. What we have to do is learn how to talk to them in such a way that they are motivated instead of dumping that work back on us or instead of blaming them. And an example of that might be, this is our time frame. And I tell them very early, and I usually lie about it, this is our time frame. If this is not done by that date, these are the consequences that will ensue.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the carrot. And I develop some kind of a carrot.
Are these the people who may be likely to also get stuck on one thing and not be able to turn loose of it and realize that they're over obsessing about this one thing when we got other stuff to do?
That's exactly right. You got it.
Yeah. Yeah, and so you got to be careful with employees like that, because they'll think that they're really being conscientious, and the truth is they're just gumming the works up.
That's right. My father's a linear, and he renovated a bathroom for my stepmother. You want to guess how long it took?
5 years.
It was 3 years without the door. He's not getting that bathroom until they sold the house, so I think it was a. Boy, that was the most beautiful bathroom you ever saw. It was a work of art.
And you can see it from anywhere in the house, too, right?
Anywhere in the galaxy.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Ms. Liz on Biz. That's Liz Franklin to you and me. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us. Back at 17 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Liz Franklin. That's Liz Franklin, CA, for Cubicle Anthropologist. She's the author of How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. We call her Ms. Liz on Biz, and she's talking to us about these personality types, these types of brains that we all have, that we all work with, and that we are. What happens when the business owner is a linear, is a left brainer, Liz? That can get scary, can't it?
It sure can. The thing about linears that's the most valuable is their technological experience and their groundedness, if I may make up a word. The downside is their inability to see other people's points of view. So that can really hurt.
See, that's what makes me so wonderful. I'm always ready to hear anybody else's point of view and accept it as a possibility.
Mm-hmm. And how are you on delegation?
I'm better than I used to be.
That's the thing we all need to learn.
It's a moving train for me. It's an evolving process for me.
I do understand that. So now, here's another question. What if the boss is a sparkle brain? And that's the type that's real
Remind us what sparkle brain. I love this term.
Right. That's the kind of real creative, attic and decorative. Think about Goldie Hawn or Robin Williams. Kind of a loose cannon,
right,
kind of person you'd love to have decorate your house, but never
work. Sparkle brain. Every time she says that, it always gets me tickled. I always think that's funny. A sparkle brain to me is somebody who has a lot of ideas, but they never actually make it happen.
That's right. That's why we call it sparkle brain. They're sparking off the ideas. One of my contacts called it a sparkle head. I said, yeah, that's good enough. And they don't finish. So the advantage there is decorating, social, emotional, fun, go shopping, go to a movie, make a movie. The downside there is the lack of groundedness. So the cross-dominant runs around trying to solve problems for both these people, trying to get the sparkle brain to be grounded, trying to get the linear to perk up and get things done on time. And it's pushing and pulling and trying to work with people until they realize these personality types. And then
Now you see that's the thing. And see, a lot of times, if you're the boss and you got a sparkle brain and a linear working together, you just think that they're being difficult, don't you?
Yes, if you even think that far.
If you don't understand what's happening,
right.
But if you can realize that there are the different kinds of personalities, and the different kinds of thinkers, the left brain, the right brain, all that, and by the way, a right brain person is not necessarily sparkle brain, right?
Depends on how much right brain they've, or how much right and how much brain, I might say.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are degrees.
Well, I mean, I know plenty of creative people who are right brain persons, and they're creative, and they actually make things happen.
Well, that's the both. So
yeah.
Remember, the cross dominant that's both contains both.
So you
right
think you think that's the cross dominant person?
Oh, I know it. I've studied this for 30 years, and I've checked it out with psychologists.
So it's you're either linear or sparkle brain on either side, or cross dominant in the middle.
Right, and a lot of people talk about left brain or right brain organizing, but very few people understand that middle ground, which is where the problems lie. Because if you think about it, the sparkle brain doesn't care if they're organized or not, The linear only has four things to do each day, and so the rest of us have 4,000
right.
linear to get it. So
and you're not going to give them a fifth either, by the way.
No, you don't want to do that.
Well, they won't take it.
That's correct. They won't take it. But they don't see the bigger picture that you have 4,000 things, so they try to
right.
tell you what to do. And they have no concept. It's like someone without children telling a parent how to raise their children. It just doesn't work.
Right.
So our job then is to understand the third camp, which is having these two brains, and how to work with the other people without becoming a superior or taking on a superior attitude and without doing their work for them.
How do we do it?
It's a matter of how we talk to them. It's a matter of first understanding it, then learning how to delegate and how to talk to people. So instead of saying, oh, she didn't get her work done again, and she spilled Pepsi in the keyboard, now I've got to clean it up and do her job. Now, from now on, we say, well, A, I'm never going to hire a Sparkle Brain for that job again because she shouldn't be working on computers. But I will hire her for such things as web design, not the infrastructure, not the architecture of the web, but the visual design. I would hire her for brochures, for advertising, or for sales. So one is getting them in the right job. The other one is understanding that the more you do this job for this person, the more melodrama you're going to have. It doesn't get better. So you end up setting parameters and saying, these are the parameters of the job, this is what we need to do, or we need to switch you to another job, or you need to look for another job.
You know, I remember having salespeople, working with salespeople who were, I don't know if they were Sparkle Brains, but they were you know, pretty creative and not good at all at details. And the paperwork. You know, usually the best salespeople are not very good at paperwork.
Right. And so when I organize an office, I say you don't want to have the salespeople doing the expense report. A, they won't do it. B, they'll just throw anything together. C,
yep.
Worst case, a lie. So what you want to do is pair off the Sparkle Brain with the linear, explain the whole job, explain that you have the overview, explain the overview to them. And I've done this successfully with groups of there's one group I'm thinking of with 25 people where we ended up putting a chart on the wall, and that chart was 8 by 14 feet, and it had everybody's tasks for the week on it on Post-its.
Yeah.
And they could all gather around the chart, and they could move their Post-it pieces around and say who's doing what and how it affects the others, and our production went up by 30%.
Right. Well, a lot of companies have gotten smart by exactly like what you're talking about and by creating customer service representatives that took those details off of the people who had to go out and really make it happen in the marketplace. Let them do
right.
what they do well, and don't beat them up about stuff that they really aren't capable of doing. Stand
That's
by,
right.
Quick break, right back with Liz Franklin, right after these messages. That's Ms. Liz on Biz, right after these messages. Stay with us. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Liz Franklin, Ms. Liz on Biz. Now, you put a .com on the end of that, right, Liz?
That's correct, MsLizOnBiz.com.
And they can find your book there, How to Get Organized Without Creating the Arson?
Yes, sir. And we
Without
have,
resorting to arson, I should say.
We have free and funny weekly organizing tips. So all you do is go to MizLiz on Biz, and you can sign up. You see it right in the center top there. Sign up for your free weekly tip.
Thank you for that, by the way. We like free things. Folks, please take advantage of this. You can tell Liz has her cornflakes together and is laying some serious, important, valuable stuff on us today. Liz, I'm gonna tread a little over into some dangerous waters here. It's fairly common knowledge that most engineers are men. Most,
so far.
So does that mean most linear people are men?
Yeah, you got it again, Jim. That's
is
right.
Is there a genetic? Is there a hormonal? Is there a protoplasmic thing that makes more men be linear and then therefore help me out here?
Well, I think you're right, and I think we don't have to worry about being called names here or being un-PC because it just is. It's sort of
yeah.
like saying all people can retire.
Right.
I think it's true that most linears are male, but not all, and most Sparkle Brains are female, but not all. So here's the question I get a lot. People will say, oh, I'm a cross-dominant woman, I married a linear guy, what's the deal? Well, yeah, I think it's best for cross-dominants to marry other cross-dominants. thing is, we are only 5% of the population, so it's hard to find, but it's worth it. Now, you want a linear and a sparkle brain to marry each other, but they must realize that they complement instead of matching. So if all the linear husbands I've ever spoken to, and there are thousands, complain that she's off shopping or she's spending too much money or this and that, my response is, her job is the decorative, emotional melodrama. Your job is the grounding, functional, concentrated focus, and think of it as a complement. And once they both know this, and I've actually done marriage counseling on this, once they both know this, a whole bunch of resentment falls away.
Yeah, because now you realize they're not doing it to you. It's just the way they are.
Exactly right. Once again, now let's talk about the cross-dominant. The big challenge here is for the cross-dominant to understand themselves, and what begins to, it's sort of like peeling the layers of the onion, what begins to fall away is the excessive need for attention. It seems like cross-dominants need a lot of attention. In a way, they do. What they're saying
is, we do.
Is,
they do.
It's sort of a listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. Feeling unheard is part of it. Well, once again, understand the type, you realize why other people aren't listening. They're busy with their own whatever it is, and they cannot necessarily encompass all that you're talking about. So what we learn to do, and you're good at this, Jim, is to condense it down to one word, one phrase, or one point.
Yeah.
At a time. And then watch for reaction. If the reaction is, well, I can't listen to you because there's a shoe sale at the mall, I've got to go. And the response is, I'm done. I'm not going to talk anymore because I'm just wasting my breath. When she gets back, then we'll go to step two. Or we won't. When the linear is, let's turn that around. When the cross-dominant talks to the linear, if they say, okay, here's the overview, now I want you to do X, or here's the overview, what are we going to do? The linear doesn't encompass it. And they get very frustrated. They get very angry. So I've learned to say to a linear, first you do step one, then let's meet or let's talk.
Dole it out to them.
That's correct. If I do that to a cross, they get furious with me.
And see, this is so important, Liz. This, what you're saying right now, this moment, is so important because there's so many businesses that cannot function into the future without the linear employees. They must have the linear employees to do some of these jobs, and if you can do what Liz is talking about, they'll be happy, you'll be happier, and the work will get done.
Right, and our record was a 700% increase in profits in 8 months using this
information. Wow. You know, it seems to me that if a sparkle brain marries a linear, they're both so much in their own worlds they actually might work out. But when a cross dominant work is married to a linear, especially if the cross dominant's a guy and the linear is a female, which happened to me once, that's a challenge.
It is a challenge, and
that's
why we know about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, Liz, give us that website again, please.
Sure. It's MizLizOnBiz.com, MizLizOnBiz. And the phone number
is... Go ahead.
Phone number 800-447-3488. Again, that's 800-447-3488. And I want everybody to check out the free weekly on MizLizOnBiz.com.
Please do that, and also check out her book while you're there. Hey, Liz, thanks for being here. This has been a lot of fun. I love hearing you talk about sparkle brains. That's the funniest word I've heard in a long time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Liz Franklin, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is free.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.